time is now 10:20 hours on Friday morning, the 15th of October, 2010, and I am attempting once again to call the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation in their Chattanooga, Tennessee office. Good morning. My name is Walter Francis Fitzpatrick III. I'm calling from Sweetwater, Tennessee, and I am recording this telephone call. I am attempting to report extraordinary criminal conduct by Tennessee judges.
Okay. You're going to have to go through a district attorney or the attorney general in Nashville before TBI can get involved. That's the way it's legislated. It's illegal for us to open up a homicide case unless we have a district attorney to request us to open the case.
What happens if the district attorney is part of the...
That's when you need to call the attorney general in Nashville, because they're over all the attorneys.
No, I've been told this, and I was told this by Special Agent Washington back on the 10th of June of 2010, and I did as you asked. I contacted Attorney General Cooper's office, and I get the runaround there. I've done what you've asked.
Okay.
I've done.
I don't have any control over the attorney general.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying is that for a citizen in the state of Tennessee, there is no recourse in reporting criminal conduct on behalf of judges. There's no place to go. I've been to the places that you've asked me to go over and over and over again.
What kind of? Is the information not credible or something?
Nobody. The information is completely credible. I have more evidence received this week. Today's the 15th of October. It was Tuesday night that I received the most recent evidence of criminal conduct on behalf of the judges. What's going on here is that the judges and the district attorneys are trying to block me from raising to public view those crimes that I now know to be carried out by judges and district attorneys in the state of Tennessee. It's huge.
Okay. So what are those crimes, sir?
Well, among other things, the judges have taken over our grand juries in the state of Tennessee, and they're using them against citizens. We have jury members in the grand jury in Roane County, 23 years, in Monroe County, 20 years, in Hamilton County, 15 years, in McMinn County, it's 6 or 7 years, depending on who you talk to, and on it goes. I have been threatened with physical harm by judges. I am facing charges now from a judge which are completely unmeritorious.
The Tennessee Board of Professional Responsibility.
I've been to them, too.
Okay. Well, you know, from what you're telling me, I don't hear any evidence other than your accusations.
Hold it. I'm not able to demonstrate to you over the phone the physical evidence that I have. Okay? I do have the physical evidence.
I can't help you.
So what you're telling me?
I don't know what to tell you. If they won't help you through the professional responsibility and the attorney general, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
You could call the governor.
Well, I've done that too.
Okay.
And by the way,
obviously the information you have is not enough for them to prosecute or something.
Why is that obvious?
Because obviously they didn't do anything.
They haven't seen anything. They won't accept my criminal complaint. They won't accept anything that I have to show them. What they tell me is, like you're telling me right now today, without looking at anything, I have to go someplace else. And then I go there, and they tell me I have to go someplace else. And then I go there, and they tell me I have to go someplace else. No one has reviewed the accusations that I am able to prove.
I'll give you a fax number.
Okay.
You need to give them some written stuff here. You don't need to just, blowhard. I mean, it's not going to help.
So you've just accused me of being a blowhard.
No.
Well, you used that word.
You said that you, whatever.
Thank you.
You're just running your mouth.
No,
that's
what I meant. No, I'm not. I am.
If you don't have information in written form or some kind of form that is credible.
I drove to Chattanooga on the 10th of June to present physical evidence. I met with Special Agent Washington. Just,
you know what, sir? I think you need to find somebody else to yin yang at, okay? Because I'm not going to talk to you.
Who would that be? Hello? The time now is 10:26, and the person I was speaking with from the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has just hung up.